The reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will try to attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and west and from the north and from the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you ever feel that when Jesus gives a response to a question put before him, you are left scratching your head and wondering, what is he talking about? Did he even hear the question? The question is, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" And Jesus goes on and on about narrow gates and masters locking doors and not knowing where they're coming from. Very strange. Let's look at some of the pieces of the passage from today's gospel. Strive to enter the narrow gate. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Most of the gates around the wall of Jerusalem are fairly big, but there literally was a narrow gate in the wall of Jerusalem. And if you tried to go through that gate with too much stuff, you could barely make it, if at all, and certainly not without a lot of difficulty. It reminded me of the time when I lived in Chicago. I took the L to work, and the downtown station had a turnstile, and almost every day there would be someone loaded down with bags trying to get through it, and they never could. They were just carrying too much stuff. Yet in this passage, Jesus tells us, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will try to attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. Perhaps Jesus is asking if they are carrying too much. Perhaps he is asking us, can you make it through the narrow gate? What do you have to let go of? Are you carrying extra stuff? Things you don't need? Is Jesus challenging us to question the excess baggage that we carry? And then the question, how many will be saved? I don't know how many will be saved, but I surely want to be part of it. I sing that song, "Oh Lord, I want to be in that number." Sing it loud. I sing it clear. Don't you? Do you worry about being saved? Do you worry about whether or not you will make it into heaven? Do you do things to earn salvation? Are you one that, as the gospel said today, attempts to try to earn salvation? Remember all the prayers we used to offer to accumulate so many days off purgatory? Perhaps that kind of worry, that kind of trying, is part of the excess baggage. When we step back and let the reading have a chance to roam around inside of us, we begin to see the challenge of the gospel. What is Jesus trying to tell us today, trying to teach us? This passage has puzzled me. Puzzled me perhaps because it came too close, was too confronting. I don't know where you are from. We say that, don't we? Maybe in slightly different form or intonation. I don't know where you're coming from. And we don't mean Chicago or London or Jerusalem or any other geographical place. Nor does Jesus. He is calling us to look at what is deep down inside. What is the motivation of our heart? Where is the place from which all that we do flows? Where do I come from each day? Where do I, deep, deep down, come from as I make my way through life? Deep down, we find our identity. We find out where we are from. And in the deep silence of the mystery, we find that we are from the very heart of God. And knowing and remembering who we truly are and where we come from will make us strong. And with that strength, we will remove all the extra baggage that we so often carry in our heart and soul. And knowing and remembering who we truly are and where we come from will move us to act with mercy and compassion and forgiveness. And soon we will find that we are letting everything that is cumbersome go. Things like greed, envy, selfishness, prejudice, bigotry, hatred, and all the myriad of things that weigh us down and get in the way. They will fall away, and we will be able to easily slip through the narrow gate. And knowing and remembering and acting out of who we truly are will free us from worrying about if we will be saved or wondering if we will be in that number when the saints go marching in. We will slip through the narrow gate because we will be going through empty. We will go with the gifts we have been given depleted because we have given and given and given from that giftedness. We will go with bitterness all gone, with nothing left unforgiven, with a heart that has loved and been loved. We will go searching for truth, being a peacemaker, a seeker of justice, a believer in God's gift of salvation, a lover of our brothers and sisters. We will go believing that God loves us. The door will not be locked, and when we slip through that narrow gate, we will see God with arms opened wide to welcome us from the long journey that we have taken in our life, and God will know where we come from. And finally, we will know we have arrived home.